This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
The Bellamy Mansion is holding a fundraising dinner at an unlikely spot, the Dudley Mansion. Not many events are held at this private home, but the Bellamy's Harvest Dinner is a rare exception. I've tried to share as much about the posh residence and the five-course meal as I can.
Lydia's Fall Trifle Candy Roaster Squash Cake with Asian pear, dates, walnut crumble, and fromage blanc. Whoa.
That's Gareth Evans, the executive director of the Bellamy Mansion. He's telling us about the dessert that will be served at the Dudley Mansion on October 13th. I figured we'd start with dessert in case we don't get through the whole meal. Here's Laurel Coffey from the Bellamy. She knows all about this five-course dinner.
Okay, so I recently spoke with Chef Dean out of Pinpoint Restaurant and Chef Bud from the Bistro at Topsail, and they have put together a fabulous menu, and they are primarily incorporating ingredients that are locally sourced, so things from the Wilmington area, from North Carolina, regionally. It fits the harvest theme. So what we have going on is five courses, past hors d'oeuvres, and two custom cocktails, again, that all fit the harvest theme. So we have boiled peanut and mushroom pate with pickled mustard seed caviar, crostini, and microsorrel.
It's going to take Laurel a while, so we'll check back with her in a few minutes. Here's Gareth with more about the Dudley Mansion itself.
It's been a long time. It's been on home tours before and other things, but of late, it's owned by Kimberly Hayden, who's our host for the evening. It's a private residence. It's at 400 South Front Street, and it is historic because it was owned by the Sprunt family, who owned Orton Plantation, and it was also owned by Edward B. Dudley, who was the first popularly elected governor of North Carolina. It's a 13,000-square-foot mansion, so it's actually a little bigger than the Bellamy Mansion, and it's absolutely stunning, and it's got a view over the river because it's on Front Street, overlooking the bridge and the battleship and everything else. So it's beautiful. The sun sets in the back, and it's going to be, that's where we're having dinner, is outside in the yard. So it's going to be beautiful.
Chestnut soup with chai smoked apple, pumpkin seed oil.
Sounds like Laurel is on the third or fourth course here. We'll let her keep going for a bit. Meanwhile, I asked Gareth, what happens at this harvest dinner if it rains?
We'll be inside. It's a 13,000 square foot mansion. So it has this huge sun porch. And sort of an atrium area, and we can fit 60 people in there. And we're inside for cocktails as well and hors d'oeuvres ahead of time.
And kales and arugula with farm croutons, tomato capers.
Sounds like Laurel's about halfway through. Now, Gareth admits that this event sounds posh and exclusive, but he says the high price tag actually levels the playing field for everyone in the community to have access to the Bellamy Mansion.
The funds all go back into our educational programming and things that we do, which involve 25,000 people a year and a lot of kids. Particularly, we have all the fifth graders come to the Bellamy. So the funds we raise on things like this go right back into programs that we do.
Well, I'm glad we had dessert first because we weren't able to get through the whole five-course menu for this harvest dinner at Dudley Mansion on Friday, the 13th of October. That was Gareth Evans and Laurel Coffey from the Bellamy Mansion. And we do have a moment for their favorite, the specialty cocktail.
All right, let's do this. The special cocktail is grape fizz with local Scuppernong shrub, Hattrick gin, lavender syrup, Chambord, and egg white. And that sounds really interesting and really good.
For information about tickets to the Harvest Dinner and to see photos of the Dudley Mansion, visit WHQR.org.